The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy Valentine's Day! Yes, it's the day the stores have been preparing for since literally the day after Christmas, all those weeks ago. The day of flowers, candy, mushy cards, and love. Unless you are single, like me, and then it's pretty much just another day that you find a teensy bit annoying. February 14th, in case you don't know, is also National Organ Donor Day, National Ferris Wheel Day, International Book Giving Day, and Pet Theft Awareness Day. And very, very occasionally, about three times a century, February 14th is also Ash Wednesday, which is the reason you and I are gathered here in this place right now. I start getting nervous a few days before Ash Wednesday each year. You see, preparing ashes for imposition is something of an art. First, of course, you have to have some decent ashes. Then there is this delicate game you play of slowly adding drops of oil to make the ashes the right amount of smudgeable, so you can actually make a cross with them on someone's forehead. The mixture can't be too dry, or the ashes just fall onto people's noses and cheeks and eyelashes. Too moist, and it's an oily black goop. And you absolutely must use oil rather than water. A few years ago, the BBC reported on a disastrous Ash Wednesday service in Ireland. The priest had started with very old and dry palm leaves, which apparently, when they're very old and dry, have a high pH when they're burned. When he added water, he created a caustic substance. It's not great when parishioners start panicking in the middle of worship and running to the restrooms to wash off their burning foreheads. At least I don't have to fret about having enough ashes to work with. Sam Orner and I had quite a barbecue in his and Robin's backyard a few springs ago. The charred, dusty remains of several large garbage bags of palm leaves are now in this mason jar. Enough ashes to last First Lutheran for years and years. Yep, we have enough ashes to last a good long while. Except, I wonder, can we really ever have enough? For to adequately convey the truth of this day, you and I need more than a little black smudge on our foreheads, which we can wipe off so easily, even inadvertently. No, we should be covering ourselves with ashes. Like SEAL teams on covert operations smear themselves with paint so all you see is the whites of their eyes, except our ashes wouldn't be for camouflage to hide ourselves, but rather to reveal who we are. Mortal, flawed, sinful, and unclean. Oh, we try to deny it. We spend billions of dollars a year on plastic surgery and Botox and antioxidants and color for our gray hair, waging war against the news that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. We fight epic battles against sickness and disease and aging, sometimes for a temporary win, another year, another decade, maybe even 20 or 30 more years. But in the end, whether it happens when we are 9 or 99, we will ultimately lose the battle against our dustiness. And against our sinfulness, we have no chance either. No matter how hard we try to redeem ourselves, no matter how much we wish it were different, we are children of Adam and Eve, born of a fallen humanity, ensnared in a trap that will not let us go. Perhaps that seems like a harsh truth to speak on Valentine's Day, when the air around us is filled with Hallmark card sentiments. But Lent is a harsh season. It's when we in the community of faith speak honestly about how, after Ash Wednesday is over, we still have Ash Thursday, and Ash next week, and Ash April, and Ash Summer, and Ash Autumn, and Ash New Year's, and Ash Always. For we can never escape who we are. But we also have this promise, my brothers and sisters, that the ashes and the sin and death they speak of are not the last word for us. It may be true that we are dust. It is even more true that in our baptism we were marked with the cross of Christ forever. I've mixed ashes and oil carefully so you won't end up with a cross-shaped rash on your foreheads next morning. The smudge Pastor Lorenz or I will make will be easily wiped or washed away in the hours ahead, leaving no trace behind. But the other cross marked on your forehead, the one made when water was splashed around in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it will remain always, forever, a promise in the midst of the dust and ashes of this mortal life. Thanks be to God. Amen.